Hello, everybody in the podcast universe. How are you? Hey, babe.
Hi.
Yo, this is a special one. You are not only are we doing this podcast in New York City, but we are, where are we right now? Times Square?
Well, we're in the theater district.
In the theater district, sitting in front of Brick Boom 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 House Dance Studios. Waiting on Ty to get done with class. And you know what? We said, why don't we do the pod right now? So, people, it's on. The pod is happening. So, if you haven't listened before, this is the Top Training Podcast, where we talk about everything about training and relaxing and more training. And today, I think we got a special one for you because we kind of chopped it up right before this. And,
well, we started talking a little bit last night when we got back from, had a couple classes last night at, where were we yesterday? Steps and...
Steps.
Wait.
Shout out to Steps.
Oh, new Broadway. Rehearsal studio.
Yeah.
What was that, Ripley?
Ripley, yes.
Greer. Yep. Rehearsal space. Look it up. Really cool, whole thing. There's like four, I don't know. I'm not going to speak wrong, but there's many locations.
Didn't you read that was the biggest rehearsal space in the world?
Yeah, really cool. Go to that website. Really awesome concept, especially for New York, right? Or the city.
Yeah.
Manhattan.
It was cool. I was nervous. I went in there. We had to get on the elevator. Before we went in, we had to show our ID, and all the dancers start coming in, and he's like, 16th floor. I'm like, wait. And there was a choreographer that was here that did a pop-up class, and it was amazing. You actually can check out the class on our social meds, Top Dance Program on Instagram and TikTok as well. They got busy. They was working. Lots of knee work, sweating.
So
Ty's neck is on fire today. She's like, my neck. Yeah. But
so we got back when you were saying we were chopping up this topic.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it last night. Because we were here last week, the week before last. I mean, week before last. And the week before that, we were in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
For some work and for... for Taya. And so the question, well, it's not a question. This is a statement. The statement that I think last night I was like, I think there's two types of dancers.
There's only two types of dancers in the world. Wait, does she even say that lyric in the song?
Well, not dancers. But anyway, today it's dancers. There's two types of
dancers.
Okay, and I said there's the, and I think you all...
Is that the guy that we keep looking at, or is that another guy?
That's not the guy.
Okay. Sorry, we're going to have lots of situations because we're people watching the podcast at the same time. And if you've been to New York City before, you know it's lots to watch. Okay, I'm sorry. Focus. Squirrel.
Oh, yeah. No, really. If you are ever in New York and you are driving, if you're crazy enough like us that we're not crazy. We just like to provide our own transportation.
Yeah.
But you can really park anywhere in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
You can just park.
We just pull over.
Years and years, we just park on the side and we can get out.
Hey.
Well, one at a time. Hey. We don't both get out of the car. But anyway.
Wait, why is he bumping 50 Cent in the carriage?
My point is don't stress too much if you are driving. Just pull over to the side and stay in the car.
Don't leave it.
Stay in the car. But you can pretty much kind of park anywhere. And nobody has ever said anything to us in a couple of years now.
It's a great hack.
Chilling on Times Square.
Yeah.
In our car.
Because we don't like to be like, we try not to be the kind of parents that are like, when our kids are in class.
No, we don't try to not be. We are not.
Yeah. We're not.
And we're not.
Yeah.
And it's not, it doesn't take any effort to not be in there. We are not going in there. We are not coddling.
No, we want to build that self-independence, that confidence. We want them to, You know, because when they go out into the real dance world, we're not going to just be there and be like, I'm outside of class taking pictures.
You know what? I'm going to come that we're going to come back to that. But listen, because we are a little squirrel. Two types of dancers
in the world.
I am. Let's just be like, I'm going to L.A.
Mm.
And I'm going to take some classes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll use the same little voice.
Yeah.
I'm going
Except
to take
that when it was me,
classes.
How did I sound when I went to L.A. to take class?
How did you sound?
Yeah, because I can't do that. I'm going to go to L.A.
Oh, sorry.
Mine would be more like, finna take class in L.A.
I'm going to
get my It's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's one kind of dancer.
No, yeah.
Okay.
No accent.
Mm-hmm.
No Valley Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two types.
Two types.
You know, there's two types. We're going to New York City, and we're going to take some classes while we're there.
Okay.
Okay.
So then we're going to the city, and then so that means I'm doing, if I'm that kind of dancer, I'm doing
New York.
Everything else. I'm going to Times Square, going to the Sugar Factory. I'm out. But then while I'm here, I'm going to hit up
some classes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. I got it.
And then there's the type of dancer that's, I'm going to take classes and I'm doing that in New York City.
Oh.
And I'm in New York City. I'm going to train and I'm in LA.
So the focus is more of like the reason I'm here. Is to train.
I think there's absolutely, and I think I mean, we've seen it for years and years. I mean, it goes back to the biggest brownie.
Yeah.
Are you a tourist or a trainer?
That was a good podcast. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Are you touring or training? Are you, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you getting souvenirs? Are you sweating?
Well, I can say from experience. Now, I wasn't a dancer. It, you know, like you just said, L.A., so that just triggered a whole season of my life where when I was singing, and I was with a singing group, we were supposed to be there to record and whatever the focus was, but it turned into, like, as soon as we got there, I saw the palm trees and the sunshine in L.A., it was like, oh, wait, we're doing L.A., because we realized, being from Cincinnati, we had never been to a big city like this, never been anywhere. So it's like, let's do it. So we got into, like our manager said, y'all are in L.A. mode. Because we were walking around like we were superstars already, hadn't even done anything yet, and totally forgot about all the conditioning, all the practicing, everything that we did to get us there. And we just start, like, being there.
Yeah.
In L.A., and it's like, oh, and then if we have to sing and record a little bit, we get that in on the side. And we failed. Like, we tried to do a little bit of that. Like, we actually tried to do a showcase. It was just a little bit. We hadn't prepared worth nothing.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm talking about every note was flat, and we were trying to dance, sing at the same time, out of breath.
And didn't your manager say, all right, Hollywood,
yeah,
let's do this.
Yeah.
You're enjoying Hollywood so much. Why don't you run up to the top?
Sure did.
Sing from the Hollywood sign and let me see if I can hear you.
Yes.
Yes. And there's a problem. I can't hear you. Mm-hmm. You walk around with your shades on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Hollywood.
My stunner shades.
You forgot how to sing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can definitely relate to what you just said. Like, what the, because I'm just picturing, like, yeah, I was that type. And then it changed once our manager did change our focus. It's like, no, you are here to work, to train, to sing, to condition yourself so that you can. Because I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but you don't have a record deal yet. You're trying to get a recording contract, but it's not going to happen without you, you know, grinding.
And I think there's room. I think there's space to enjoy wherever you are. Whatever your craft is, whatever your occupation, whatever your passion, your hobby, whatever it is, I think there is space and time.
Yeah.
But I think if that takes the priority,
mm-hmm.
Well, then make dance your hobby.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't make it your focus. You've got to, what's your focus going to be?
Because it is your hobby, because you're treating it like a hobby
already.
It
like a hobby, you have to treat it like a job.
Yeah. Those are big facts.
Yeah, if people were paying you as a dancer, would you be walking around with shopping bags in Times Square like, look? No one's paying you
right
for that. What would they be paying you to do? Be good, get better, be prepared.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. So that when you're sitting, where are we? We're in front of the Hudson Theater. Mm-hmm. So they can get that. That's where they want to see you.
On that
that's
stage.
Where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get focused. Get in class. Okay. There's that.
What? Okay. But I want to unpack that a little bit more because I'm trying to think now. What? So if there is, so there's like two different kinds of dancers. Is the bottom line for both of them the focus and the preparation, which is that the thing that separates the two of them?
Yeah. Well, I think both, we're just going to stay in the dance world.
Yeah.
I think both love it, have the passion for dance.
And equally the same.
Equally, and probably equally, I want to be a dancer. Right?
Yeah.
I want to be a dancer. Both probably equally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the training. That's where, because the audition's going to come.
Yeah.
Or the friendship. Whatever happens. A lot of this stuff happens in class. Friendships, auditions, finding out, networking, socializing happens in class.
Yeah.
So if you're both lucky enough to find out and be at the same audition, somebody's been in class and somebody's been shopping.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Uh-huh. So, it might not... You know.
So you might miss a lot of opportunities even just by...
I think you have to take your chances by being as prepared as you can. Are there people that are unprepared and make it and live extremely successful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there people that give it their all, are kind, are nice, and give everything 2,000% and die never... ever seeing the light of a shed of financial success and fame? Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like you though. I'm gonna take my chances.
Yeah.
And get as prepared as I can, because in life and anything you do, whatever you do, we talked about this with the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't think about where should I throw this away at home.
Right.
When you unwrap something or at home, you just throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
You're not like, what do I do with this wrapper and how do I do that?
Yeah.
You don't think about it because you do it. Have you ever moved your trash can in your kitchen?
How we did.
For a day?
Last week.
Now, then you're standing there with a wad of trash. Like, wait,
and
what?
It throws everything off.
Because muscle memory knows exactly what's happening. So get in class so that your body knows exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do not think that the world's biggest brownie is going to prepare you for it.
Right. And let's be honest. I mean, it's probably, you probably run from class and training like I do from working out. Like, I know.
I run from eating healthy, anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to eat a majority spinach and berry smoothie with, you know, just a hint of sweet berry and it mainly dirt.
Right.
I will.
The main thing. Yeah.
Be feeding yourself mentally and physically. What are you doing?
So dancers, if you listen to this, get in class. Parents of dancers, if you're listening to this,
get out of the way. Get out of the way, and dancers, get in class. You can do this. Parents, give them the confidence.
Ooh, there it is. Yeah, you said we're going to circle back to that.
That's
right.
Be confident.
Yeah.
Be confident in your child. And if you're not, you still have time. Get them confident. It's your job.
Right.
If you feel like you can't leave them, what haven't you done?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And if you've done it all, then what do you need to do for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of your kids' way. You've got a whole life to do. Moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents. You have a whole life of your own. And what better example for your kid to learn showing up, consistency, hard work, training, grind, than showing them yourself. Coddling them, taking pictures, big hugs and brownies is not it.
Yeah. And that's one of the, that was, we were talking about this today while we were watching a podcast this morning that kind of triggered all of these thoughts. But that was one of the hardest things for me with our youngest one was to, like, when you, where were we at? Atlanta. And you not only, yeah, it was the first time, yeah, where she, you know, went into the convention and was taking classes. And it's like, I'm like, she's going in there, and it was the first time. Like, a lot of times her sisters will be with her, or, you know, if we were traveling with a team, other teammates will be there. But this time it was just her, and it was hard for me to watch her go into that class and us not be in there, and us not be like, what if something happens? What if it? But it was like, that was the beginning of now. If you fast forward to where we are now, I mean, we're in New York City. She's in class. We are not in there. We are
not even in the building.
No, not in the building. We're waiting for her to get done. But this is part of what, like, the whole training. She would not have been prepared for this moment, because she'd be like, where are you going? Hey, live from Times Square in the building. They jam. But yeah, she wouldn't have been ready. She would have been like, where are you going? Why are you leaving? I can't take class or stay here. I want you to. And that's not the path. If she wants to be a professional dancer, she's not going to be able to do that by us holding her hand all the way
y'all,
through the journey.
This daughter of ours, this particular one, we have been putting her in situations, you know, that are uncomfortable. Period.
Yeah.
Adults, kids, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
A trillion hiccups along the way.
Yeah.
And she's pretty prepared. As a you know, 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's ongoing. I just lost that little lady in Times Square for, you know, it's just a minute or two. Let's not tell Chris about it. But, you know, we survived. Everybody had phones. We're not that far. We got this.
Right.
And she goes, well, that was scary. I'm like, oh, there's your class. Bye. Now, Ashley, that's not what I did. When I realized, when I got her, only, you know, a second, got a hold of her,
mm-hmm.
you know, locked her in, got to where I knew we knew where we were going, then I knew that she knew, but she didn't know
yeah.
that I knew, because I haven't walked her into the studio, only you have.
Oh, right, right.
So I was like, she's not confident at this moment. She got sucked up in the Times Square whirlwind, took a right instead of going straight, and I could see her shaking up. But we have had class in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was like, Taya, I was like, wait, you know how to get us there from here, right? And I clearly knew, and she was like, she looked up, and I was like, is it? She was like, yeah,
it's right there.
And
it's
okay, can you? Obviously, like they said on the podcast this morning, with the bowling ball bumpers up, I knew
yeah.
ahead of me where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I, because there was a moment of, oh my God, I just, you know,
yeah.
couldn't find my parents for a second.
Yeah.
Build that confidence back up. Hey, where are we going? I mean, now she feels like I can
you
do
know
this.
What?
I can recover.
I solved the problem. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then got back in there in class right now. So
loosen those reins
oh.
and build that confidence, man. Keep those bowling, you know, especially if you're new to it. You can do it. And it doesn't mean let go and lose a kid in Times Square like me. You can put, you know,
yeah,
bumpers. But you've got to start giving some independence. Get out of their way. Don't always tell them how to take class. Don't
Ooh.
Always tell them how to take class and what you expect.
And
how
what
about asking
do.
Them what do they expect?
Oh, what are your goals? Isn't that what dude
goals?
Said today?
That what he said.
I'm not going to give you the goals. I'm not going to give
what
you.
What do you want?
What do you
out
want?
Of this?
Yeah.
What are
I mean,
you looking to gain?
Yeah.
We talked about that before we got here. I said, have you looked at this teacher? Because there's nothing. I don't encourage you to just look at a certain teacher's style and then determine whether you're going to take it or not. However, look at it. Do you see what you're getting ready to kind of walk into? And she said, I said, I know that's not totally your style. And she goes, well, that's why I'm here.
Right.
And I was like,
What you said.
Exactly. You thought of that, you know. Give them the reins to get the confidence.
Hey, that's a powerful statement, though. But that kind of sums up what we're just saying. She said, well, that's why I'm here. That is the... Listen, I think we get lost. I hear athletes say all the time, we got to keep the main thing the main thing. That is the main thing, not the wins, the losses, the competitions, none of that. The main thing for a dancer is to be in training at all times.
Experience, confidence.
Yeah.
Training. You've got to be in the class. You've got to be in the class. It's where the magic happens, where the confidence happens. You've got to do something over and over.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get that confidence up. Parents, you've got to help by letting go.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's weird. It's weird when we don't. Like, I was thinking about when I had to, you know, in my mind, let go of the fact that I'm not going to be in there. I'm not going to hold your hand through this. I'm not going to be the one taking the pictures while you're in class. I'll take the pictures when you're on the stage, but not while you're in class, because it would be, all right, this is how weird it would be. It would be like if she's in school and I'm the parent sitting in the back of the room, not only taking pictures while she's studying history, but I'm whispering in her ear every time she comes over to the side. I'm like, hey, you really need to
page 92. Just flip the pages. What's wrong with you?
Right.
Get up off the floor, Mom.
Get up off the floor.
This is not your class.
Ooh.
Chris had to tell me that years ago. We were on a choreography audition.
Was it like a video? Yeah.
And I was not accepting that I was losing it. It was slipping through our fingers. It was slipping. And I just was like, no, no, no. And I was planted crisscross in that audition. Like, it wasn't, it was a callback type situation.
Yeah, to who was going to be, it the choreographer for the gig? Yeah.
And you came over to me and you said, babe, it's over.
It's over. They already picked the choreographer, and at this point, we were doing the music for the choreographer.
No, I was like, do you want me to remind
me?
Can
you run the music for you? I got you. I'm like, no, we're not running the music. We gotta go.
So
get off the floor.
Chris said, get up. It's over. And I was like, no, it's not. I want to speak. That was like 15 years ago.
That's the podcast title right there. Get off the floor.
Get up. Go enjoy your own life.
Oh, you know you don't want to be sitting in them conventions all weekend long.
Listen, I'm all about, I understand how expensive, never mind.
That's a whole
not going
story.
Into the next thing. Moms, go enjoy your own life. Whether that's exercise, your own podcast. Maybe you love your work.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to get back to your room to do that. Maybe you want to bath. How about get away from your child?
For two
Everybody
seconds.
Everybody will benefit from some space.
Oh, talk to them, babe. Talk to them.
You got to get your space. Give them their space. Let them grow. You are suffocating. And you're not helping them. Let them build their confidence and help them do that. It's your job.
That's why we've always gotten Airbnbs.
Class, training.
Everybody's like, why don't y'all get Airbnb? Because we need space. I don't want these kids all piled into the hotel room and I'm right in your face and you in my face the whole time.
Lot less fights.
Okay.
Get in class.
Get up off the floor.
And get up off the floor. Kids, class. Moms, find your life.
Yeah.
Love y'all. All right.
All right, I think that's it, man. I think we covered it.
I think we should go get our daughter before she's lost again.
In the
44th.
Sauce. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Top Dance Program podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming services. And hit us up on all the social medias. And
thanks for listening. Oh, look. What hat is that?
Ooh, it looks like Portland Trailblazers in the building.
Nice.
Bye.